Well, good morning. And it is again a glorious day out. We have been blessed with a beautiful spring, have we not? Spoiled with 70s and through a good part of April. I think we've only had our heat on maybe 5 or 6 days out of the month. And then we usually don't have it on all day. We just turn it on a little bit at night and shut it off. Just when it was raining those days, when it was raining coldly. thank you for your prayers, and those of you who've been just calling and checking with Donna, she is doing much better. Just so you know, her surgery went well. Her right hand is now in a cast. She'll go in 2 weeks, they'll take off the cast and put on a brace, which she'll wear for 6 weeks after that. So she's going to be learning how to be left-handed for the next 2 months. She attempted to get ready to come this morning, and that just tuckered her out so that she had to take a nap. So, not here. Feel free to give a call or stop by and visit. Don't expect her to be all bubbly, but she's doing pretty good. Again, thank you for your prayers there. I want to touch a little, just real quickly. Phyllis was up and mentioned about these. Take a couple, even if you don't know what you're going to do with them. Hand them out to people at work, neighbors, friends. Put them on, take them to the laundromat, take them to the grocery store, and say, hey, can we put these up? So, okay. Remember, these are for their garage sale, which will be, you can start bringing stuff next Sunday after the Hmong service. Okay, don't bring anything till after 5 o'clock Sunday night. Okay, it just gets too much to be trying to bring stuff in when we've got too many people around. But, okay. Let's turn in our Bibles to Proverbs. Chapter 8, we'll look at wisdom's call. Also look up on the screen. Does not wisdom call out? Does not understanding raise her voice? On the heights along the way, where the paths meet, she takes her stands. Beside the gate leading to the city, at the entrances, she cries aloud, to you, O men, I call out. I raise my voice to all mankind. You who are simple, gain prudence. You who are foolish, gain understanding. Listen, for I have worthy things to say. I open my lips to speak what is right. My mouth speaks what is true, for my lips detest wickedness. All the words of my mouth are just. None of them is crooked or perverse. To the discerning, all of them are right. They are faultless to those who have knowledge. Choose my instruction instead of silver, knowledge rather than choice gold. For wisdom is more precious than rubies, and nothing you desire can compare with her. I, wisdom, dwell together with prudence. I possess knowledge and discretion. To fear the Lord is to hate evil. I hate pride and arrogance, evil behavior, and perverse speech. Counsel and sound judgment are mine. I have understanding and power. By me kings reign and rulers make laws that are just. By me princes govern and all nobles who rule on earth. I love those who love me and those who seek me find me. With me are riches and honor, enduring wealth and prosperity. My fruit is better than fine gold. What I yield surpasses choice silver. I walk in the ways of righteousness, along the paths of justice, bestowing wealth on those who love me, and making their treasuries full. The Lord brought me forth as the first of his works, before his deeds of old. I was appointed from eternity, from the beginning, before the world began. When there were no oceans, I was given birth. When there were no springs abounding with water, before the mountains were settled in place, before the hills, I was given birth. Before he made the earth or its fields or any of the dust of the world, I was there when he set the heavens in place, when he marked out the horizon on the face of the deep, when he established the clouds above and fixed securely the foundations of the deep, when he gave the sea its boundaries to the waters so the waters would not overstep his command, and when he marked out the foundations of the earth. Then I was the craftsman at his side. I was filled with delight day after day, rejoicing always in his presence, rejoicing in his whole world and delighting in mankind. Now then, my son, listen to me. Blessed are those who keep my ways. Listen to my instruction and be wise. Do not ignore it. Blessed is the man who listens to me, watching daily at my doors, waiting at my doorway. For whoever finds me finds life and receives favor from the Lord. But whoever fails to find me harms himself. All who hate me love death. Let's pray. Father, we do thank you for your word. Lord, we thank you that you have given us wisdom. Now, Lord, give us understanding to go with that wisdom, to show us what you are saying to us here in your word. Lord, give us understanding of how to apply it to our lives and how to live it out day by day. Father God, we seek to honor you in all that we do. So, Lord, we pray that you would give us direction here. Father, I ask that as I speak, you would guide and direct every word so that it best conveys that message you would have your people to hear and receive this day. And Father, anything I say which is not of you, I just ask that it would fall on deaf ears, as if it was never spoken. But Lord, that your truth would be lodged firmly in the hearts and minds and hands of each of the people who hear your word. Now, Father, we give you this day and all that is in it. Might we indeed rejoice and be glad in it. Now let us search your word in Jesus' name. Amen. I don't know about you, but I am really enjoying going through Proverbs. Previously, I honestly didn't give Proverbs the attention I should have. I read through it, yep. That was kind of my attitude with it. There was some good nuggets here or there, but I really wasn't seeing how Proverbs was tied together in the message that's there. I remember Proverbs is indeed poetic. And in Hebrew poetry, it's not like the poetry that we are used to, where we think of rhymes and we think of cadence. They think more of alliteration, and what's going to be alliterative in Hebrew isn't going to be alliterative in English, please note. They also think in terms of placing things side by side, comparing them in different ways. Well, we see that chapter 8 contrasts deeply with the last half of chapter 6 and chapter 7. We're seeing wisdom call out now versus the adulteress who was seeking after people earlier. In verses 7, we see the adulteress. Then out came a woman to meet him, dressed like a prostitute, with crafty intent. And now at the squares, in every corner she lurks. And talks about her being out in the darkness, in the direction of the house, at twilight, at the fading, as the day was fading. This was the where the adulteress was. We contrast that now with the call from wisdom, who is on the heights along the way where the paths meet. She takes her stands besides the gates leading to the city. To the entrances, she cries aloud. The one is taking place seeking after those in the dark corners and separate and away as daylight is fading in the twilight, if you would, even in the darkness. That's the adulteress. The wisdom is seeking after everyone. Where? Out in the open, in the marketplace, at the city gates. These were the place that people met, where they congregated to do business, to make decisions. They would gather there, beside the gates leading to the city, by the entrances, and she would cry aloud so that all could hear what she was being said, versus the quiet murmurings of the seductress. So we have wisdom's call. And one of the neat things is she's out there calling to everyone. We have next this invitation, which is not exclusory in any way. It says, to you, O men, I call out. I raise my voice to all mankind, to all people. There isn't one group that's being excluded here. I raise my voice to you who are simple, gain prudence. You who are foolish, gain understanding. Simple, you know, those people who are easily led astray, the ones who can't make up their own mind, somebody else has to tell them. He said, we're going to give you prudence. That is, you know what's right and wrong, and you can tell the difference, and you can make up your own, you can make those decisions. The fool, it's like the prideful, the arrogant, the one who, they gain understanding of the reality of their position, that they aren't so, they don't have cause for that pride, but that it's God. And that's who the invitation is to. Everybody. Not one of us is excluded, but we're all included. We have the call to listen. And we're told this motivation, why should we listen? We see that wisdom here is noble and just and true. Now we have three different invitations, each and three different motivations. The first set of motivations, like I said here, is indeed that wisdom is just and true. My mouth speaks what is true. My lips detest wickedness. That. Then we have the second invitation that comes. It says, choose my instruction instead of silver rather than gold. So we're invited again. Choose wisdom's instruction. Come to wisdom. Why? Here we see that wisdom is ultimately the most valuable thing there is. We have a reference back to the theme of Proverbs, which is the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. We see that in Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7. It says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and discipline. That would be our motto, our theme for Proverbs. Well, here, verse 13, we see, to fear the Lord is to hate evil. Remember, fearing the Lord here isn't the cringing fear, the runaway fear. It's the knowledge that unrighteousness will be met with judgment, with correction. Is it me that's doing that? Okay, we're going to switch mics. keep it still in front of this one instead of wandering away from it. For a second. Just hold it, then I can wander more. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. And it's surrounded here by the description of wisdom being more precious than anything else. Rubies, gold, silver. All these things are said to be not compared to wisdom. That all who reign, all who have positions of authority, that all comes through wisdom's hand. The word that really jumped out at me was in verse 18. It says, with me are riches and honor, enduring wealth and prosperity. Remember in Matthew how he tells us not to go after that treasure which the moths are going to eat and rust is going to get at? Here we're talking about enduring treasure, enduring riches for our lives. That's what wisdom provides. Those things which endure, we're talking eternal values, eternal riches. What I yield surpasses choice silver. It surpasses. The wisdom surpasses all of these riches. Makes the treasuries full. Often, when people talk to me about tithing, they come to me with questions. Pastor, you know, how much is a tithe? Well, a tithe literally means 10%. They say, well, I don't have enough money to pay my bills. I said, well, you know, trust me in this. Tithe and God will bless you. Now, the reason why I'm going down this road is because I always get to this point in the discussion. God tells us in this one place in Scripture to test Him. And I say, I'm willing to stand behind God when He says, test me in this, and He says, test me, I'm willing to go with it. So, you test God, and if God doesn't come through, we'll give it back to you. I tell anybody who asks me about tithing that same thing. I said, you tithe to the church, as the Lord has directed in His Word, not as I say. And if He doesn't bless you, now I do say, caution people, that the blessing may not all be financial. But if you don't think that you have gotten more blessing than what you have given the Lord, I'll be more than happy to go back to the and get your money back for you. We'll give it to you. Because God said, test me. But the blessings He has for us are enduring. What are enduring blessings? Love of God for us and us for Him. People who are led to Christ. The joy that comes from having done the Lord's will. There's nothing like it. Those are enduring blessings. These are the type of riches more valuable than money, than jewels, than silver. But we're promised that we'll get those things that what we need. Because wisdom will bring prosperity. Now, I'm not preaching prosperity theology here, where if you follow God, He's going to give you that new Cadillac you wanted or what. God will provide for your needs. He will prosper you in the way that He will give you what you need. Plus, He will provide those blessings. Again, not all necessarily financial, though sometimes they are. But those blessings which makes life such a joy. Our testimony this morning about having a new baby. Hey, blessings! These aren't things that you can necessarily put a dollar figure on. Though the insurance companies will tell you different. But this is what's there. That wisdom is there for us and we're to seek after it. Choose my instruction. We have a choice. See, that's the neat thing we need to realize about these invitations. Choose my instruction. To you, O men, I call out. The calling to you. Now, all of mankind. This next, or the last invitation says, now then, my sons, listen to me. Okay, but look, I got another motivation to get to before that last invitation. But all those invitations, each one, we have the choice. That option is for us. Now the third motivation that we have is that wisdom proceeds and delights in creation. This is one of those passages that gets me thinking, maybe wisdom is the pre-incarnate Christ. I don't know. It goes back and forth here because we know that Christ wasn't created, but it speaks of creation here. But we see some divine elements. We see that here wisdom is part of. That wisdom is part of the very act of creation. Personally involved. I was the craftsman at his side. So we know that wisdom is more than anything else that was created. Is it? Isn't it? It's not clear. But what is clear is that when we seek after wisdom, we find it with God. And we find it with Christ. We find wisdom. And that there is nothing which precedes it. And that wisdom delights in creation. This is wisdom. I was filled with delight day after day, rejoicing always in His presence, rejoicing in His whole world, delighting in mankind. That's wisdom speaking. Now to me, that feels a little bit like Jesus. The interesting thing here is that the word rejoicing, as I was filled with delight day after day, this rejoicing, another translation that I read, actually the literal word there is playing. So, I was filled with delight day after day, playing always in the presence. Playing always in His presence. The Lord tells us to come to Him like little children who love Him and just play in His presence, just be in His presence. Isn't that an awesome picture? And here's wisdom saying, wisdom was playing in His presence. And we can have wisdom for us. And wisdom taking playing in His whole world and delighting in mankind. Don't you just want to play in God's creation? That's what wisdom wants us to do. To come and play in the playhouse that God has given us. According to His ways. Yes. Because we see in this last invitation. Because this is the blessing that is here for us. There's wisdom. Listen to wisdom and be blessed. When we listen to wisdom, we will be blessed. Now then, my sons, listen to me. Blessed are those who keep my ways. Listen to my instructions and be wise. Do not ignore it. Blessed is the man who listens to me, watching daily at my doors, waiting at my doorways. And amazingly enough, the conclusion is the conclusion here. You see, for whoever finds me finds life. And receives favor from the Lord. But whoever fails to find me harms himself. All who hate me love death. These are almost exactly the words that Christ speaks to us in the New Testament. If we want eternal life, we need to seek after Christ. We need to seek after wisdom. In fact, it is wisdom to seek after Christ. So are they the same? Are they different? I don't know. But I can tell you that true wisdom is found by following Christ. Whoever finds me finds life. That's Jesus. If we find Jesus, we have found life. And receives favor from the Lord. In fact, we are marked with seals of the Holy Spirit, and we enter into His very household. We become children in the house of God, able to play in front of our Father all day long. But whoever fails to find me harms himself. See, to not choose Christ is the same as choosing against Him. All who hate me love death. It boils down, we either make a decision for Christ, for wisdom, for God, or we go with the default choice of being against God. You're either for Him or against Him. You can't stand on the fence. Oh, I'm neutral to God. There is no Switzerland. The ideology of Switzerland is not part of God's creation. Yes, it's there in our fallen world, but that's not what God... You either are on one side or the other with Him. Either we choose to follow God and be blessed, or not. For whoever finds me finds life and receives favor from the Lord. But whoever fails to find me harms himself. And all who hate me love death. Again, why would we want to hurt ourselves? The blessings, the real blessings, come through wisdom, through Christ. And to do anything else, to follow anything else, just hurts, is just hurting ourselves. Surprising, isn't it? How wisdom makes sense. Let's pray. Father God, we do thank You for Your Word. We thank You that You have shown us that You love each and every one of us, and that You are making Your call to all mankind, that nobody is excluded, that all who will hear and receive it can have it. Lord, here, even in the Old Testament, You are making those promises. It's just not something that's in the New Testament. Father, we thank You that Your wisdom is there for us, that we can have those blessings of doing that which is noble and just and true. Of having that which is ultimately of real value eternally. Lord, that we can be part of that which was eternal and which delights in Your creation. Father, help us to love life, to love You, to
to love wisdom. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Please stand, and we'll close with, "Blessed be the tie that binds."